Swooped on by Kennedy, runs into goal. Right on cue, Josh Kennedy. He's having some sort of season.
Well, that could be any highlight from the last 3 years, because Josh Kennedy is one of the main men when it comes to Brownlow night. He's one of the favourites again this year. When it comes to the contested ball, there's no one better, and he's a huge reason why the Sydney Swans are as good as they are. And he joins us now, the superstar from the Harbour City, as they get ready to take on the Giants. Josh, welcome to Sports Day.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, mate, we're fairly excited. The Giants got you in round one, but leading into that return clash this weekend, it's a fair bit of buzz around Sydney.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously round one was pretty disappointing for us, but in terms of a spectacle and I guess for the game up in Sydney, it's proved great, because it made, I guess the games from now on are going to be, they're going to be more people turning up and I guess closer contest.
Josh, what's your thoughts on what actually happened in that early part of the season? Because I suppose 3 weeks in, 4 weeks in, there were some real questions about where the team was heading. There was some, I can remember speaking to John Longmire about, I suppose a couple of honesty sessions between you guys.
Yep.
What do you think sort of went wrong?
Oh, a lot of people asked that over the course of the last few weeks, and it's hard to really put your finger on it. Sort of one of those things that, you know, you think were you physically, mentally prepared enough? You think you're going all right when really you're not. Guys coming off, probably a few guys under a bit of injury clouds there in the year that have come good. But I think, you know, as long as we sort of stuck to our guns, we had some good weeks on the track, prior to the North Melbourne game. I guess it just took a few weeks to turn around, and eventually we turned it around. But there was certainly no, it's hard to put your finger on it. There was no sort of secret meeting or mystery session or anything like that turned it around.
Is it as simple as your defensive mechanisms really seem to have tightened themselves up to the degree that I thought your Geelong game at the SCG was as good as what I've ever seen you guys play?
Yeah, I think so. And it's sort of the case of, I think, when you think you're going all right, the stats might say you're going all right, but are you really, were we really going well? Probably, obviously not in the early games of the year. So it's just something that there's no secret potion for it. We just got to keep working at it every week and making sure that we're focusing on those things that make us a good side.
Josh, obviously a fair bit of talk about Buddy Franklin, Kurt Tippett, Adam Goods, the guys up forward, and we can go on about that for a long time. But the reason I think that you're winning games is that midfield that you've got going, of which you're almost a leader of. You're looking left and right. You've got absolute all-Australian candidates everywhere in the middle of the ground right now at the SCG.
Yeah, it's been obviously a real strength of ours this year that we've been able to rotate so many different numbers through, and a lot of guys have stepped up. Obviously, Luke Parker's been a huge improver. Guys like Harry Cunningham, Brandon Jack, Ben McGlynn's coming to the midfield this year. So it's just been able to spread the workload across the course of the game and the season.
Something that I find amazing is the unselfishness of the team. If you look at Craig Bird, he gets a lot of his own ball anyway. Last week, Trent Cotchin running amok on the Friday night, and then Craig Bird goes to him and plays a complete shutdown role that in the end probably helped you win the game.
Yeah, one of the ones I haven't mentioned, and probably goes unrecognised a fair bit, Birdie, but obviously within the four walls of the SCG, he's held very highly, in high regard, and he's one that does get under the radar, and he can accumulate a fair bit of the ball himself. But when asked to do a role, we've got full faith in him to do so.
Clearly, the Giants aren't going to get under your guard after what happened in round one. But if they were going to get under the guard of teams, they certainly wouldn't after their last 4 weeks.
No, they're in great form at the moment, and they're a great side, and they're capable of on their day of beating anyone. I don't think we're going to make the same mistake as we did in round one, and hopefully we can bring our best, and they bring their best, and it'll make for a great contest.
What did you see with them? I mean, obviously you would have done your analysis on them. Where do you believe their improvements come from?
Obviously, with experience. I think they've got 17 top 20 draft picks or something like that playing, so just experience into those kids. They've obviously put on a bit of size and their endurance. So they handle the physicality of the game a lot better. So it's you know, I guess that's probably it.
Hey, Josh, do you go out in Sydney and get recognised by the public?
Not too often, no. To be honest.
I find it amazing, and I have no doubt you love it. But if you're walking in the street of Melbourne, and everyone would know who you are because you are one of the top five players in the AFL. But up in the Harbour City, you can still go out fairly comfortably and not get annoyed every 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. I think that even, I mean, there's probably better examples than me, like Goodsy and Buddy and Tippo. You know, that's obviously Tippett from Adelaide, Buddy from Hawthorn, and obviously Goodsy's been here his whole career, but I think the difference they feel is immense. Obviously, I wasn't at Hawthorn.
Josh,
that recognisable, but it's a great city to play footy in.
Josh, I was going down to many of the games down at Box Hill when you were running around down there. Did you ever think that this was going to be the pathway? I mean, clearly, you know, you went into the system trying to do the best that you possibly could, but when you were running around at Box Hill, did you think that it was going to get to the heady heights that it has now got to?
Well, probably not. Definitely not, probably. I think, you know, it's not always easy, and you certainly go through those tough times, and running around Box Hill, you wonder whether or not you're good enough, and that was probably where I was at, and I just relished the opportunity to come to Sydney to find out, and I guess with every game came a little bit more confidence, and you know, I'll always be thankful for that for the Swans.
When that decision was going down, was it an easy one because of the opportunity, or was it a difficult one because of, clearly, the family heritage and everything like that? So was it one, and I went through it with, I tried to convince Paul Hudson to leave Hawthorn to go to the Western Bulldogs when I was coaching there, so I've sort of experienced that. How did you find that whole thing? Was it easy or difficult?
It was obviously difficult with the history at Hawthorn, and but I think it was made pretty simple in the fact that obviously the opportunity in Sydney and just the honesty from everyone at Hawthorn, and you know, it was very clear where if I was going to get an opportunity, where it would be.
Are you a man who loves other sports, Josh? Do you take your focus off AFL by watching other sports? Are you into the World Cup?
I'm into the World Cup. Yeah, no, I'm not super into it, but I do love other sports.
You're not getting up at 2 a.m. or anything to watch the Socceroos when they're in?
No, I wasn't getting up at 2 a.m. No.
And before I let you go, mate, and thank you for joining us because you're an absolute star. I noticed a couple of weeks ago running the black boots, mate. You still got the black boots on?
I do.
Tell you what, that's one way to stand out in the AFL nowadays. You wear black boots, you stand out.
Yeah, I'm just surprised you picked it up, but I guess that is the way these days. No, they've been good. They're one of the original Warriors, and they're one of the comfiest pairs of boots I've ever worn, so I'm sticking with them, although we'll see further in the year.
Mate, you're an absolute star, and good luck for the rest of the year. Good luck for this weekend as well, because it's going to be a big one. And while I have no doubt you didn't and your teammates didn't enjoy round one, the fact that it has added a little bit of pizzazz and a different feel going into this week is one a lot of neutral fans and Terry and I in the media are loving and looking forward to it. Good luck this weekend, and hopefully we see you late September here in Melbourne.
Hope so. Thanks a lot, guys.
Josh Kennedy, he is an out-and-out star, leads the AFL contested possessions, and there's a big reason for it because he just goes smack-bang in and he looks up, he gives it to one of his running mates, and away go the Swans.
Well, I think you'll find that having 20 contested possessions in a game, he holds not only holds the record as the most times over 20 contested possessions in a game, but holds it by 7, and that's the most ever in the history of the game.
Terry Wallace and Cam Luke right around Australia. It is Sports Day.